Parshas Kiseitze, La Melchama, Lo Yevecha. This forum will talk about that. We're talking about the Melchama of the Melchama Sayetzer, Shlichus of a person, a neshama, an Adam, which is Guf and neshama, which is sent down to this world is for a Melchama. Kiseitze La Melchama. And you have to be on the offensive for the Melchama. It's not just to stay on defense and deal with it as it gets thrown at you. To be Taka, Yitzi La Melchama, Al O Yevecha. On your ayev, your specific ayev, everyone has his mechshoylois, his ayev, the thing that he has to work on. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu gibar hakoivish es yitzroi, his yetzer. It's not a kunst to be mezgaver on your yenis yetzer. You think there's an inyan that's not shver by you, not a parsha, not a pekala, and you easily do it, and you look at yenis that's suffering from it, and you're, oh, I'm doing great. No, hakoivish es yitzroi. And avada, when it's a yitzil amalchama, the Rambam says in Hilchis Melachim and Hilchis Melchama, Perek Zayin and Hilchis Melachim, Hayoytzi la Melchama, the Rambam's talking about the physical Melchama, but what does the Rambam say? Hayoytzi la Melchama, Yosem Nafshoi Bekapoi, Velo Yira, Velo Yifchad, Velo Yachshoi, Velo Beishtoi, Velo Bebonov, El Yimoche Zechroyim Biliboi, Yifna Liboi Bechol Dover la Melchama. You have to be in Gansin, Shakua, in this Melchama. The Chidor writes, that the words kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha, the soifei tevis of kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha, the last letter of each word spells out, scrambled, oy holecha. Because the way to beat the melchama is to be ba'ahalei shel Torah, oy holecha. And we know that the last melchama is keneged the koyach of Yishmael, and whether Yishmael represents Zima also, and Tuma, so if we'll use the Sprach, whether it's Iran or iPhone, it doesn't make a difference. Both of these Melchamis need Oy Halecha. The Nitzachan is the Torah, the Aholi Shel Torah. It brings down also Oy Yevecha is Gematria 523. That's of course if Chaf Saifi is 500, not if it's 20. But it's the same Gematria as the Mispar of the Prokei Mishnayis. A parak of Mishnah every day will take you far. Now, we know that Chodesh Elul is keneged Shevet God. Why is Chodesh Elul keneged Shevet God? We know that the Torah brings in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh Siman Tov Yud Zayin that he says he brings from his brother. It's Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim. He brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda that says based on a medrash that the Sholish Regalim are keneged the Sholish Avos. And that the Yud Beis Chodesh, are connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. What that means and which Shevet is parallel to which Chodesh is a big topic. The standard Mahalach is that we start from Chodesh Nisan, and we start from, not from Ruvein, we start from Yehuda, Lefi the Seder of the Degolim. Not everyone does that. There are those that go Kefi Seder, Leidosam, other Cheshbonis, there's a lot of Shittas. Mistama came out every Chodesh, every Shevet. I don't know, I don't have it worked out that much, 144 for the Cheshbonis, but the standard is that we start from Nisan, not from Tishrei, and that we start from Yehuda with Seder the Golem, which means that Nisan, Iyar, Sivan is Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, and then we have Ruvein, Shimon, God. Chodesh Elul is God. God is God, Gedud, Yegudenu, Vuhu, Yagud, Akiv. God is Melchama. We know also there were Yud Beis, Avnei, Hachoshen, and there are various Shittas, how that works out also. But according to the Cheshbon, that God's Evan is Shvoi. Shvoi v'achlama, Shvoi. Shvoi, ois, ois, Shuva. The color of the Evan Shvoi is gray. It's not black, it's not white, it's gray. B'melchemes Rishus, Hakosuv Medaber. The kun sometimes with the Melchama is not even so much when it's actually clear and it's black and white, because like we said, that's not Oyevecha, that's Yenis Oyev. Yeah. Yenis Schwarze Tag is not schwer for you, so what's the kunz? The kunz is when it's taka, the gray area, not so clear, that's where the hisgabris is, that's where the melchama is, that's where the nakudas habechira of the melchama is. The Chasam Sofer writes, the pasuk says, Kiseitzi la melchama alo yivecha vishavisa shivyoi. You take a Chevy, you take something in captivity. So the Chasam Sofer says, you take the Yetzirah into captivity, and you have to learn, when you take the enemy into captivity, you learn from him, from his mistakes and from his chokhmas. What did we see the Yetzer Hara did? He didn't come the first day and tell you mamash gimel averus chamuras. Hayoyim oimer layasei kach, kach, slowly peeling away at your protective tachsisim, and it slowly peels you away. Learn from that. The avoyde fakert zel umazet is a kabbalah ketana. A lot of the svarim talk about, I'm going to explain it now, but the svarim talk about the whole year, but certainly by Elul and by these days, to make even a kabbalah ketana and slowly build up, not have shifas right away for Dimyan to do to be in Shamayim. But Zabta Chasam Sefer learned that from the Yetzer Hara, the same way he slowly nicked at you piece by piece, piecemeal. That's the way to win him back. Now, a kabbalah ketana, it's very important to realize, we know even, but it should be like a machat. It has to shtech. But even if it's like the goydel of a machat, it does something. In the Vardik, they would give a mushal. A person has to get from Minsk to Pinsk. He has to get somewhere with a train. And he has a gewiss amount of money he can pay. He can buy a first class ticket, but then he's not going to make it all the way to Pinsk. Two stops in after Minsk. They're going to say, this is for your first class. You only got those two stops. If you want it, sometimes you need the third class ticket. You need to make a kabbalah ketana. Then you'll make it all the way till the next Yom Kippur, till Minsk, whatever, in the Marshal and the Nimshal, the same idea. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim used to talk about the concept of Yom Kippur Katan. Every single Erev Rosh Chodesh to have a Yom Kippur Katan. There was a certain kfutza that said, our Rebbe doesn't do Yom Kippur Katan. He explained, yeah, it depends. If you have a ticket that's getting you from Yom Kippur till Yom Kippur, you don't need to get off. But sometimes a guy doesn't have enough money, even for the third class ticket. So every few stops, he has to get off, snore a little bit more money, again, a bissel weiter. That's the Yom Kippur Katan. You take it step by step to be able to go on the Mahalach. Bochram used to ask in Ponovich to Rab Chatzkel Levenstein, I heard this from Rab Avrom Shmulevitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrochem, that they asked Rav Chatzkel Levenstein about the musig of a kabbalah ketana. Rabbi Avrom Shmulevitz, he told once Rav Chatzkel, he said he made a certain kabbalah, but it only lasted a small thing. But he only lasted till Chanukah. He says the vice says it was too big. You have to know it has to be something that's going to be duch. It's a kabbalah not for a seres mitzvah. It's a kabbalah that's that the baish tana gans yor. And next year another thing, and a person has to build himself a sheer koima, not be the same you are when you develop. But a lot of times Rav Chatzkel would request. He says a kabbalah ketana to say as yoshu with kavana. So, Stam, a mahalach, what's the taich? This was the dogma he used. The emes is, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, l'shitosai. Reb Volba said on him, he's the letzte emes Yitzias Mitzrayim Dekir. Reb Chatzkel lived emunah, he lived Yitzias Mitzrayim, he lived Kriyas Yamsuf. This that he chose as Yosher, as a dogma, is Hadvarim Ruin L'mish Amrei. But I heard from the Meshgiach Shlita, Reb Nyomen, Shlita, he said that the taich is, he says, what do you mean, a kabbalah? You have to daven the whole daven in front. What's Az Yoshev? As the Az Yoshev, it's cooking as the Yishtabach with Zayin Anderish, and the Bichas Krishma, the Chule. It's a mahalach. This is the kabbalah katana, but then what it can poilize for afterwards. The Megala Amukis writes that there's a mochama, but he says like this. He says, we talked about the Chadoshim being keneged, the Shvatim, we spoke before, but again, there's different in Yonam of it, but the Sforim bring, and the Makaras in the Zoyar, that the Chadoshim Nisan, Ir, and Sivan has Pesach Sheni, like Boimer, Shavuos, and those are connected Yaakov, and Tammuz Av and Elul is connected Esav. Yaakov has Shiltoin on Nisan, Ir, and Sivan, Esav has on Tammuz Av and Elul. Over Elul is a tug of war. Elul is already a Melchama. Elul, every Chodesh also has an Ois, it's brought down in the Sforim. And the Ois of Elul is a Yud, the Pintel of Yud. Oh, but that's the Vikuach, because Yaakov was originally called Okev. He doesn't have a Yud, but he's fighting. And Esav is Osoi. He's Osoi with a Yud. He's totally Bishlemis. Yaakov is fighting on that Elul and he's taking away the Yud. That's the Vikuach. The Melchama on that Pintel of Yud in Chodesh Elul is that fight that the Shultan by Elul shouldn't be Bishultan Esav. Thomas and Av, we have Chorban, we have in Elul is the Melchama on the Pintel of Yud, between Yaakov and Esav, and then we take away the Yud, and Okev becomes Yaakov, and eventually this farm stayed that the Vav of Esav also goes away, and it goes to Eliyah, which turns into Eliyahu, and then Esav turns into Ash, which is, just gets destroyed, and that's another meaning, yeah. The Bnei Sosra brings many of this farm, bring that the emesis in the days of Elul, from Elul till Yom Kippur is 40 days, and he says it's parallel to 40 saw in a mikvah. And it's interesting because there's 40 saw in a mikvah, but there's 960 lug, because there's 24 lug in a saw. There's also 24 hours in a day. And the same way a mikvah, arboyim saw, chaser kortev echa, this is not something you're supposed to say on Zion Elul, this is something you have to say on Erev Rosh Chodesh. But the same way a mikvah of Arboim Sa, Chosr Kurt of Echad, is not the shlemus of a mikvah. It's not metaher, it doesn't boil. So the shlemus of the Arboim Yoim, which is 960 hours, Tishrei is gematria 910, but it has five nekudas, Tishrei, Achirik, and Ashva, and the Segel, and the Tzere is another 50, sorry, five nekudas is 960. Tishrei 910 plus the five nekudas is the 960. So if you didn't do it on Elul, so then in Chodesh Tishrei has the beginning of the 960, and that's the shlemus. But a person has to know. Rav Aaron Kotler writes in Mishnas Rav Aaron, he brings a meridik of their hair. It says by Dovid Hamelech, v'lo yicham loy, by yichasu ba begodim v'lo yicham loy. Says the Medrash Chazal teach us, because he was mezalzel in the begodim by Shaul, he cut off the knaf of the beged. You mezalzel in a beged. A beged is mechamim. A beged warms you. A beged protects you. But he was mezalzel in the beged. So the beged didn't do what it's supposed to do. And the Rav Aaron says it's the same thing about Elul. Elul is a beged. It's a metzias. It's a thing that protects and warms up and does what it has to do, what it has to poil. But if you mezalzel in the beged, in the Elul, so then it doesn't poil. What you have to know to have the chashivas for it. It says here, it talks about the going to the Melchama, you have the Yefas Torah, Rashi brings, Chazal say, Loi Dibra Torah, Ella Keneged Yetzahara. I heard once, you've said this over many times, that the Sar Sholem Bells, he said an interesting word, Loi Dibra Torah, Ella Keneged Yetzahara, he said it with a Gemarcha, but Derech Rem is a very interesting Maisa. There's a Gemara Menachas, Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara Menachas brings a story of a person that wanted to go do a Chet, and then what was matzel him from doing the Chet was that his tzitzis gave him a clap. So the Sar Sholem Bell says, you have to know, tzitzis, there's eight tzitzis on each corner, all together it's 32. 32 strings, eight on each corner, and that's the lev, that's the hearts of the mitzvah of tzitzis. He says, you should know, mederaisa, mikra din, according to Midvar Torah, even if some of the strings ripped, as long as originally there was 32, if now you only have 31 or 30, there's a whole machlokes, mishainim, and simin yudbeis, and shachador, how many of the strings could be missing, depending how you set up the strings. In on each side, Agansa Maisa, but Mitril you need 32. Sedra Sar Sholem says, for this protective union that the tzitzis is going to be matzav you from chay, there's no tricks. It has to be the full 32. Without the full 32, maybe you yoytzim in the raisa, but it's not going to do. So he said like this. He says, loy is 31. Loy dibratoyer mitaraisa 31 is also good if you started with 32. Ella is 32. Ella keneged the yetzahara. Keneged the yetzahara that the tzitzis should pile keneged the yetzahara. That needs the ella. That needs the full. The next parsha is Kisiyan Elish Sei Noshim Achas Ahuva V'Achas Snua, that he has to give the Bechayra to the Ben Hasnua. There's an interesting Shaila Chassam Seifer was asked in Shuvah. There's a Taz. The Taz is brought down in a few places. The Taz is in Orchaim Simin Tov Kuf Peches and Hilchas Shofar. Tov Kuf Peches is Hilchas Shofar. Actually, the Iker Halachas of Shofar is Tov Kuf Peivov Gematria Shofar. There's a lot of simonim in Shulchan Aruch that have a simon that the inyan of the inyan is nirmaz in the mispar of the simon. In Aruch Haim in Hilchas Shofar Tavkuf Peches and also in Yeridei in Simon Kuf Yizayin and another place also the Taz brings a Yisoid. Chazal will not make a gzeira de rabbanon on something that's mefurish b'toira. If it's mefurish b'toira, they won't make a gzeira. And he says, Olegavi, various things. So, that's why there's no Gzeri Shemri Yavi Renu by Mila. Yes, Cheshbonis. So, the Chassam Sofer was asked, he says, Rabbeinu Gersha made a Gzera that the person should marry two wives. Rabbeinu Gersha made Ora Goyla. He said, but it's Mefurish Paposik. Kisiyan Elish, Stay Noshin. State that you're allowed to. One of them was Snua, yeah. But she was snow because it was a chayvilavin, not because you're not allowed to have two. So he says maybe a chayrim is different. Gzeira, there's various twists into this, but this was the etzem shtel. How are you allowed to reckon with that? You have this parsha ben soy remoyer beemes. It says in Chazal that it never happened, but it's a message. It's very interesting. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf peites. The Gemara says arbot srichim hachroza. There are four people that are chayiv misa. That not only you give them misa, that there's a hachroza. Bezdin makes a hachroza, everyone's supposed to come see. Mesis, Ben Soyer Rumoire, Zok and Mamre, and Edom Zoymimin. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, by all of them it says, V'chol ha'om, V'chol Yisrael. Everyone comes, it's a Musa Shmuz, everyone comes to see what the Maimon. By Edom Zoymimin, though, it says different. It says, V'hanish'orim Yishmu V'yirol, V'hanish'orim. Says the Gemara, why? Because not everyone's Royal Edus. Every one of these four things, you're coming to see the message. Edom Zoymimin is only for people that potentially were Kashal Edus. Someone who's Pasal Edus anyways can't become an Edom Zoymimin. So it only says V'hanish'orim. So the Rishonim say, and then Soyer Umayra, Kamat Nat Shaykh V'chlal, there's so many tonight. Yeah, but the concept of Soyer V'soyve and being Shakua in the Tavis of Maza, that's a message for everyone. And that's why Ben Soyer can still say V'chol Ha'am. So I heard it's a Kasha, it's a Yilush Akasha. There's a Sugyan Sanhedrin that even someone that's Pasal Edus is allowed to say, if the Bali Dvorim by Dini Mominus Al-Kuponim say, Nemon Alai Roya Bokar, Nemon Alai Karoiv, Nemon Alai Aviv, Avicha, Nemon Alai, you accept it as Edus. There's a Shaiwan Dulam, there's a Horeb Kveger about it, others, whether when you're Kashal Edus with this Geder, is it real than Edus? Let's say you found Zaymimim on such a thing. There's a Din of Kashal Zomam, on Nemon Alai, there's Kashal Zomam, Donu Bezeg Adoli Achroin, the Tumim, Rabbi Kveger, it's a big Shaila, it's not the. So the Shaila was, why does the Gemara say Edim Zaymimim? It doesn't say the Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yirol. Says the Gemara, why? Because not everyone's Kashal Edus. Anyone potentially could be Kashal Edus. If someone will say on him, Nemon Alai, he could be Kashal. So I wanted to bring a raya. Vice says there's no kasher zomam on such a thing. So shamati that actually could be doicha the raya. Lo oilam ken zayin. If someone says on you neman alai, you become an edus for that topic. And if you become an edus, vetzayin kasher zomam from momen, kasher zomam from the foshes, vetzayin kasher zomam zolzayin. But it won't be a musa shmuz. A musa shmuz when you hear it, it has to be that when you're hearing it, it's relevant for you then. When you're going, and right now you're not kosher edus, and no one looked at you and said nemon alai, and you're going to see the edim zayim and get punished, the musa shmuz vet nish redin suaych. It has to be ad shetechpots. It has to be that when you hear the hisoyrus, you have to right away put it into the hargosha that it should have the ashpa on you. Zok the gemara, someone who's not kosher edus can't go hear a shmuz about the union of edim zayim. This that next week someone will tell him nemon alai. It's too late. That was a shmuz. That's given nech de ganayis. It's not. I once made a tzustel, there's a story, I don't know the details exactly of the story. There was a maisa once in Volozhin, there was a bacher that was talking bavus that he was a big bucky and he knew everywhere, every Tysus, he would always tell you which after Tysus was. And he was already a chosh of a Ben Aliyah and a big, but there was one time they were eating and someone asked him where a certain Tysus was and he made a mistake, he quoted the wrong daf, he had such chalishas hadas. So he right away ran to the Bismedrish and he stayed in the Bismedrish for like 4 years. He didn't go out. He was ready to go to the Bismedrish. He like went into turbo mode for the what's called. The Maisa was he forgot to bench. He was eating. He had ran back there. He didn't bench. So Donu was there. Yebeseide, Nishbeseide. So I forgot who, but someone dripped ice on the Maisa. Yegerech, Nishgerech, Nishbenchen. Abavolte gemach, Birchas Hamozen, Fried, von Nishgeven, the ganze Maisa. Even a Birchas Hamozen. Birchas Hamozen, you know. Reb Ella Lapian used to talk about he didn't have Chaburis Yud Beis Shois, but he talked about the concept of Ben Tyrum was learning. He would make a cheshbon, Vifel Tzai Tupman, how much you have to learn. So his cheshbon always was, he says, how much time for davening and this, and then he would say, so after davening, you need 20 minutes for breakfast, 5 minutes to eat, 15 minutes for Birchas HaMozoin. That was Birchas HaMozoin. Aber, Vol Nish Geben de Mais. State that the Ben Soyre Rumoyer is Nidan al Shem Soifoy. He gia toyra le soif daitoy. Soif shemechal mamin aviv, mevakish limudoy. What does it mean limudoy? The things he's used to. The thing he's more marigal himself to. And he's any moitze. He doesn't suddenly have all the gishmak azachin. So he's oimid the precious drachim, and the last name is Sabrias. Omra toyra yom zakai va yom schaiv. So we give him skila. We give him skila. L'chayra, you're telling me you're worried he's going to start killing people. So a retzeach is chayiv hereg. What's come to him skila? It says Rabbi Shmuel Eib Diskin. The emissary is with Yer L'Soiv Daite and all kind of chatoyim that he's going to do. Amachal Shabbos Eichet, Avodah Zarah. Call me ne. Norvos. As that, we wouldn't make a cheshbon of Hashem Soifoy. We'll wait. When he does it, we'll worry about it. But Bibalt, he's a menace to society. He's a malastim es abrius. So we have to take care of him now. Once we're taking care of him now, but we're making a cheshbon, we're giving him a punishment for the cheshbonus of Velech Avera, a niskal bet azayn eichet. He's a mechal shab, felnish taveris that he's going to do. And we're punishing him, Hashem does. Them says it's a Pella. I don't know. I saw when someone talked about it. I don't remember that. Yeah, Ben Soira Mara has to be exactly 13, and the parents are the same. All kind of cheshbonis. Parents have to be the same. If the two parents are giving mixed signals, Nishkan Ben Soira, it's not his fault. Mixed signals. But what's a Shaila? Ben Soira Mara runs away. Somehow he escapes. He's Nidin already, Lamovis. He escapes, he runs away, they find him 50 years later in a totally different Medina. He's a Rosh Hashiva, a big tzaddik, a Oyver Es Hashem, Mashpia and Rabbi. You're going to go kill him now? Ben Soira Mara, Hashem, so fine. Where's the gather? Where's the... So they say, Ben Soira Lohoya, and this story also Lohoya, Zalzayin, Meret Vegan Alumdis, what's the din of such a thing? It's interesting, Rashi's Loshin was that the Ben Soira is Mevakesh Limudoy, which we said, Limudoy is the thing you're ruggle to. Oh, but Yerushalmi says a different lashon. Fascinating. Yerushalmi says Yer the Soyer l'Soyv Daitei. Osid Ligmar Nchasei Ligamer Nchasei Yavav Imay. V'Yoyis Yamed Brushes Drachim U'Mekapeches Abrius V'Hayriges Anafoshes V'Soyfay L'Shakeiaches Talmudoi. Fascinating. Listen to this. He's going to be in the streets, and he's going to be in the Brushes Drachim, and he's going to start killing people, and then worse, the end is he's going to forget his learning. Now it's clear. The Yerushalmi says L'Shakeiaches Talmudoi. In Rashi it was Limudai, meaning he's not going to have the things he's used to. Which, derech agav, in the parentheses, on Purim, a person is supposed to drink yoiser mi limudai. If you learned well that winter's month, it's every hour, you drink a lot. Yoiser mi limudai. It's not what it means. It means more than you were used to. But in this Yerushalmi state, the Anderizach, in this Yerushalmi state, this soifer l'shakikas talmudai, state of peladikazach, this guy's already a ben soyer, he's already reitzeach in the foshois. But if he didn't get to that diuta tachtoina, soifer l'shakikas talmudai, there's a chance he can come back. There's a chance he can come back, and there's a connection. The connection to Torah. Torah is that last chibur that B'cholifin could have a. There's a lot of other sugyas in the parsha. Mamash a yam of other sugyas. State Hashavas Aveda. By Hashavas Aveda, it says Ad Droish. There's a remez. A chosin is supposed to. Darshan by the Chassan, and that's a mold even the minute. So the pshat is because the Chassan is Balaveda Machzer Alavedosai. And state Ad Drosh, so the Chassan, that's Machzer Alavedosai, is Davzogana Drosha. But Avad Hashavas Aved Kipshut is on Mominus, but the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Avas Chesed that Hashavas Aved is not only on Oni B'Mominus, it could be Oni B'Das, you meet another Yid, whatever. Right? I don't know if you have to be the head of Arachim program if you're in a taxi or you trepsich with someone. It's an opportunity. Now, you don't have to be over-focused on it, you know, but there's a concept when you come into interaction with someone, if you can have a hashpo for the right way, as opposed to the other way. It's hashovas aveda. You bring a person back, he's lost on his GPS, and you bring him back. It's also a bechin of hashovas aveda. There's a famous kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua, ksuba staf yud beis. It's mavur in the sugi here that by hashovas aveda, you have to give a simon. The person gives you a simon, and then you return it to him. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, why do you have to give a simon? It's Bari V'Shema. Bari V'Shema Bari Yod. The Mechazer Allah Haveda is insisting that this Haveda is his. That he lost as an item, and you found such an item, and he's tiny. So the guy says, I'm not going to give it back. Maybe it's not yours. Give me a simon. Says, whatever simon. You know it's not. You don't know. You're a Shema. I'm a Bari. Bari V'Shema Bari Yod. Pnei Yeshua starts making cheshbonis. He says, first of all, it's a Bari Guru and a Shema Toiv. The Bari knows it's easy to be a Bari. He knows that Yen is not going to be Makashim. The Shema Takal. That he should know. It's not the classic Bari V'Shema. He says all kinds of other truths. Most he says this Roiv the Oilam is against it. It could be anyone else's. There's a famous vart from Rav Chaim and Stenzel. Rav Chaim says on this kasha, he says Be'emes, you're right. It's Oisgalim the Gedarim of Bari V'Shema. No, there's a Gzeres Hakos of Ad Droish. That's what state in Ad Droish. I guess we don't learn that from Ad Droish that there's no din of Bari V'Shema. But in Ad Droish state that over here there's an exception to the rule that over here you don't reckon with Bari V'Shema. It's Ad Droish. Yitochen, I think Rav Chaim speaks it out. There's a musig of Tzur b'merabonon. Tzur b'merabonon doesn't have to give a simon. So there's all kind of terms what's together. But the way Reb Chaim's first thing, if by Tzur b'merabonon there's no adroish, then hodar dina, then it's Bari V'Shema. That's the Yisayid. It's Nishkanayadin. It's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. It's Rik to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. The Tzur b'merabonon is holding by the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. There's a lav of Lois Silbash. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person shouldn't look in a mirror. And Pashtus, it's also right. A mirror shouldn't look in a mirror. And it's also Silbash. There's another Indian of like Silbash. It's brought down in Rashi in Nazir, the Mepharash in Nazir. It says by Yoel that she killed Sisera with a yosed, with a peg. Why didn't she use a weapon of some sort? It says, women don't touch weapons. It's not, it's like silbash. Even if she has to kill him, yeah. That's a nishmita kli zayin. Yosed, yodah le yosed tishlachna, the pasuk says. She had to use a yosed. You don't use a weapon. Weapons is for men, it's not for women. It's like silbash. There's a shayla, sort of Chaim Kanievsky talks about it. Others also talk about this idea. If you're not supposed to give a man the name of a woman and the woman the name of a man, there are certain names that are taka, a little bit of both, you have to know, but the idea of naming a man after a woman, maybe changing the name a little bit, if it's a shayla of like silbash. In my wife's mishpacha, one side is from the Vardik, and we have a great aunt, that her name is Razel, and she's named after the Sabbam in Vardik, Reb Yezel. But her name is Razel, that's who she's named after. And on the other side, from Slobotka, it's in the Mir mishpacha also, where it was Rav Moshe Finkel, his wife was Rama. Rama is, she's named after her grandfather, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. I think she spells it Reish Mem Hey, but Lamaisa, she's named after Reish Mem Hey, everything. So you have to know if that's called naming a woman after a man. Why is this not? V'yosisa Maike L'gagecha. V'yosisa Maike L'gagecha. This form say, Maike is Rosh Tevis. Hirhure Aveira Koshem Aveira. Make a Maike on your gag, on your Rosh. Make her protective. Not to see and be the Roishcha in a place where you shouldn't be. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin brings that Maikeh is the classic example of a mitzvah's essay that's not Zman Grama. The Gemara says in Kedushin, mitzvah's essay that is Zman Grama Noshem or Potter, mitzvah's essay that are not Zman Grama Noshem Achayv. The Gemara gives examples. Zman Grama is either a mitzvah that's only by day, or only by night, or only during the weekday, or only on Shabbos, or only on a certain date, time of the year. Lulav L'moshel is Zman Grama for two reasons. It's only on Sukkot, not in Nisan, yeah, and also only by day, not by night. But Nishkan's theory, you could have more than one. That's called Zman Grama. Any of those factors. And a mitzvah that's not any of those factors, not time-bound, so that's Noshemar Chayiv. Micah, the Gemara's example, as a dogma, one of, is Micah. Now, the Achrayim asked, the Sharon Melech, the Marit, Rabbi Kveger, you can't make a Micah on Shabbos. Right? There are mitzvahs that are not Noyeg on Shabbos, and as such are considered Zman Grama. Tefillin is actually, there's a man diyama that it's not noyeg balayla, but there's, we paskin actually, the tefillin is balayla. We don't wear tefillin balayla because of Shema Yafiach, not because Laila loves mantel. But like Tanon, Shulchan Aruch paskins Laila's mantel, but Shabbos is not mantel. So Micah is not on Shabbos. Micah is not on Shabbos. It should be his man grama. Why is Micah the example of a mitzvah essay? She ain't as man grama. So the Sharon Melech brings a teretz. Rabbi Kveger handles it. Also other achrayim, they say Micah, see tefillin. The rules of tefillin say, don't wear me on Shabbos. Only miniach tefillin. Micah says, put me up on Shabbos also. Shabbos says not to. Shabbos is an aria de revi ali. There's a lion that's not letting you, preventing you from building the Micah. It's not Hilchas Micah. Hilchas Micah says, build me. Hilchas Shabbos says not to. That's not called Zman Grama. The kach mekubal, roi gedeli achroinim. Lemaisa, it's interesting, the idea. The Avni Nezer, the Chayrolin's not like that. A fascinating idea. The Avni Nezer is part of a big pilpul that is mechalak between Melchemes Shiva Amamin. That it's mefor that noshim are chayiv, and Melchemes Amalek, where he wants to learn that the Nats Machalek is Rishayim, but he has a whole stickle Tyra that the difference is because by Melchemes Shiva Amamin is noyeg on Shabbos, because even if you kill them, it's a malacha she'ain it tzricha lagufa, and therefore it's noyeg on Shabbos, as opposed to Amalek, where then it's the tzricha lagufa, the hariga alein, it's not just a chatimsa, then it's a malacha, and then it's not noyeg on Shabbos, and noshim a potter because it's a zman grama because it's not noyeg on Shabbos. A whole stickle, but the point is he's saying that L'chayra, something even mitzad Isser Shabbos is not Noyeg on Shabbos, not mitzad the din of the mitzvah, is called a Zman Grama. So Hoda Kushi L'duchtin, first of all, why is Micah considered a non-Zman Grama? So Micah could be because the mitzvah of Micah is not the building of the Micah, but that there should be a Micah. And that's even on Shabbos. What's more, this is Geshmak, you could get a poil. The Machan Ephraim says that you can make a poil, even a Goyish poil, Yad poil, Ki Yad Balabais, maybe you can make a bracha even, and Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabais, the Goy could build the mic. If you and the Goy could do it on Shabbos. The Chohena, you could, we mafalpo, but it will end as a fascinating Zach. Lefize Ulai, we could say a big Chiddush. There's a Shaila by the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a Shagas Ari that's Medayik, and some Rishonim that Ksiva Sefer Torah women are Potter. And the Shaila is, why are women Potter from Ksiva Sefer Torah? and therefore they can't write a Sefer Torah. Why a woman pater? Donu b'sir gedor le'achon, and why a woman pater? Yitochen, a chiddush. Ksiva Sefer Torah is not knowing on Shabbos. Mike, you can make a poil goy right, do it for you. But ksiva Sefer Torah can't play aydei goy. It's hard to do. And ksiva Sefer Torah is a chinu, a new pshat. A teretz, why ksiva Sefer Torah is considered, why noshim a pater from ksiva Sefer Torah? Because it says man grammar, because it's not knowing on Shabbos. Good.